Just a couple minutes after 4 o'clock and you are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. It's now time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, I'm your host for this show. And here on Melting Pot, at the end of each month, we do all vinyl shows. Just play some wax from the collection. Today, though, primarily just playing music in the first hour. In the second hour, we have an absolutely marvelous interview and performance with Rodrigo Amaranci. And we're pretty much going to take up the entire hour. We also have tickets for his show over at the Bootleg Theater on the 31st that we'll give away in conjunction with the interview. Stay tuned for that. And right now, I'm going to start the show off with some music from the Piano Choir. Actually, just picked this up today, as a matter of fact. Been looking for this and also the first record that they put out, both on Strata East. Piano Choir featured seven pianists together: Ron Burton, Stanley Cowell, Nat Jones, Hugh Lawson, Webster Lewis, Harold Mayburn, and Cornelius Smith, along with Ntume, John Lewis, and Jimmy Hopps. And maybe somebody else, seems like somebody else may be in the session. A Prayer for Peace is the name of the song, composed by Stanley Cowell, and once again featuring the Piano Choir, right now on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. Thank you.
See that face in that looking glass. Who will you be then when you've pushed that button once again? Don't think, don't feel, forget his name, an old familiar game. And who will you be then when somewhere it all begins again? Your prey this time won't be the same, but who? Thank you.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot. You just heard some music from Albert Eiler from what might be actually my favorite record from him. It's kind of the record most of people who dig on Albert's music don't really like, but you know, I really think Albert was coming from a really sincere place when he made that record, New Grass. Most of it with vocals, him singing, in addition to the soul singers as the backing group. I just love that music. I just think it's fascinating. Incredible mix of avant-garde and funk and all kinds of other things. Heart Love, the name of the song from Albert Eiler. You heard Nancy Pretty right before that. Who Will You Be Then? The name of the track from her record, You've Come This Way Before. Started the show off with the Piano Choir from the second record. I think there were only the two that they put out, both of them called Handscapes. And both released on the artist-controlled Strata East record label. This one from 1975, recorded in 74. Once again in the Piano Choir, Stanley Cowell, Ron Burton, Nat Jones, Hugh Lawson, Webster Lewis, Harold Mayburn, and Cornelia Smith. Lots and lots and lots of pianos. I had a sound of piano in my mind a lot of late. So much to the point that I actually bought a piano. Mind you, I don't play piano. But, you know, why let that stop me? In the background is another piano player, Les McCann. You Got It In Your Soul, the name of the track. Les McGann actually has a book of photography. Not a lot of people may have even known that he was a photographer as well, in addition to, you know, great pianist and occasional singer. But there's a book of his photographs of a variety of people, not just musicians, but a variety of people. It's put together by along with Pat Thomas, who did really fine work on that Listen Whitey Sights and Sounds of Black Power Movement a little while ago. It's called Invitation to Openness, the Jazz and Soul Photography of Les McCann, 1960-1980. Just recently released. He actually just did like an in-store just the other day, did Les McCann. So that's something to keep a watch for. In addition to all the beautiful music he made, really, really beautiful photographs, just incredible. I'm going to keep going with the music here, and you know, most of the times when I do these shows at the end of the month, these vinyl shows, I don't tend to play a whole lot of new music, but this time around, strangely enough, I do actually have a fair amount of new tunes. In addition to the interview and performance with Rodrigo Amarachi, will be coming up at the top of the hour around 5 o'clock. Also has some new music from Nadel Torisi, probably late in the second hour. And she has a new record on vinyl, getting ready to do the record release. I'll tell you more about that, so I'm going to be spinning vinyl there too. And then also have music right now, to start this set off, from a group from Long Beach called Bast. Dimensions is the name of their record on Initiates International in Ubiquity. Put out this only four tracks on here. One of them takes up the entire second side. I'm going to play you something from the first side, from Bast out of Long Beach. Terra Earthen is the name of this track right now. Brand new wax for you on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
Thank you. sigue soñando sueños alegres. Porque amarillo es tu color. Y van corriendo lagartijas volando hacia ella por su sangre caliente. Tú podrás curar nuestro dolor. Y abres los ojos, despiertas y el sol te sonríe. Pero el mundo está pesado, te sientes un poco triste. Y a veces piensas que en este mundo no la haces. Pero te digo, amiga mía, para liberar al mundo tú naciste. Y tu mente corre por el mundo y quieres viajar. Piensas en Cuba, Venezuela y revolucionar. Creando conciencia en niños con literatura. Sentado en el árbol le canto a mi amiga la pura. Sonia.
They could be, you know, if you have the record, you can flip it over. But that's all the Frank Zappa you're going to get on today's show. From Weasels Rip My Flesh, that was Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention with a slow and funky one called Get a Little. We also had music from Chicano Batman in the set from their debut record from a few years ago. Self-titled record they put out on Club Unicornio. Sonhatl, the name of the song from Chicano Batman, just getting ready to play Coachella, and got off the road with Jack White, formerly the White Stripes. It's kind of crazy how far things have gone for Los Angeles's very own Chicano Batman. And then we started things off with another band that's local to the LA area from Long Beach, kind of a jazz funk fusion kind of sound from the group Bast, from a record that's just been released by Ubiquity, I think just earlier this week, as a matter of fact, by Ubiquity, and Initiates International Dimensions, the name of the record from Bast. I'm going to start this next set off with another contemporary artist. Again, you know, it's kind of a rare thing when I do these vinyl shows to have so much music from around these times. This is a band that we actually had come into the studios maybe about 2-3 years ago, around the time when this record came out, getting ready to put out a new record. I don't even know the title of it, but it should be coming out later here in 2015. I'm talking about the Bay Area's group, the Sandwiches. Mrs. Jones's Cookies, the name of this record. This particular song, nice and slow one, featuring primarily Heidi Alexander on the vocals, Miracle Me, once again from the Sandwiches, here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
If I could be Miracle Me, then that telescope would be Thank you.
Thank you. showed you that I love you, baby, in so many, in so many ways. I went to Mr. Jackson since I met you, yeah. And I paid an awful, awful, awful lot of dues to get you.
Surefire soul from Betty Harris right here on KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot. That song, What Did I Do Wrong, is the flip side to one of my favorites from her, Mean Man, real nice New Orleans up-tempo dancer, but then that's on the flip side, just kills you. And of course, Alan Toussaint's hands all over that thing. But man, that Betty Harris on the vocals. Also in the set, music from Brother Jack McDuff from his record To Seek a New Home. The song you heard from that was Come and Carry Me Home from Brother Jack McDuff. And started off the set with music from The Sandwiches from a record they released, I guess, about four years ago or so at this point. Mrs. Jones's Cookies, Miracle Me, the name of the song, with Heidi on the lead vocals. And they should have a new record. Their record label, Empty Cellar, was teasing the test presses of the new record. And so that should be coming out sometime here in 2015. New music from The Sandwiches. In the background, music from Herbie Hancock from the soundtrack that he did for Antonini's Blow Up. And the song is The Naked Camera. We have a couple of messages to play you, and then we're going to have the interview and performance that we recorded with Rodrigo Amaranchi earlier in the week. You definitely want to stick around for this. We'll also have tickets for his show that's going to be coming up on the 31st, just in a couple days, over at the Bootleg Theater. That'll take up most of this second hour, and it'll be coming up in just a bit. Once again, interview and performance with Rodrigo Amaranchi, coming up in a few moments right here at KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. The show is Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I am your host for the show. You can find archive shows and also archive performances, like the interview and performance we did with Rodrigo Amaranchi last year or a few years ago with the Sandwiches, who you heard in that last set, on our website, meltingpotblog.com. And you can also become a fan of the show at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Interview with Rodrigo Amarachi coming up in just a few moments after these quick messages here on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.
Hi, this is Lori Lewis. Tune into Folk Scene with Roz Larman Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. for the best in traditional and contemporary music. Each week features a live guest segment right here on 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake. Tune in to Folk Scene.
Open your ears and open your mind. You are now tuned in to Pacifica Radio KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and worldwide on kpfk.org, where the truth is a standard and not an option.